Steph La Chef is one of the few women rappers in Switzerland. She first came onto people's radar for her beatboxing skills, producing drum beats and other sounds using nothing but her lips, tongue, and vocal cords. A YouTube clip of her in action has clocked at more than 500,000 hits. In 2008, she was runner-up in the World Beatboxing Championships, but then started moving into rap. She went on to release her debut album, Bittersweet Pill, in 2010. A year later, she was named Best New Swiss Talent at the Swiss Music Awards. Swiss Info's Jessica Dacey spoke to her. She headed back into the studio to record her follow-up album.
Steph La Chef, welcome to our studio here in Bern. Bern's your hometown, right?
Right. I was born and raised in Bern, so I'm a Bern City kid.
In the past year, you've really leapt into the spotlight. Your album spent 22 weeks on the Swiss charts. You won the Swiss Music Award for Best Talent in 2011. And your name's been on all the posters for the festivals in Switzerland. How are people in Bern reacting to your growing fame?
People who know me, they're really happy for me that it's going so well. And they give me a lot of support. And sometimes they say, you know, you might call a bit more often because I like the music. I'm always on the road and always absorbed in some sort of project with somebody. Like, so there is not much time to actually have like time with your friends and family. But it's better than last year. Last year it was just crazy. Like, I was just traveling around the whole time.
As well as one of the few female rap artists in Switzerland, you've been described as the Swiss beatboxing queen. Mm-hmm. You started out in secret, though, at the age of 13, I read. And that,
kind of,
yeah,
secret.
You're too shy, didn't want anyone to hear.
Right. Yeah, you know, the journalists always write that I started doing it secretly. But, I mean, I just didn't tell anyone that I was doing it. But if somebody was asking me, I, of course, explained to them what I was doing. And, of course, my mom, after a while, after a couple of months, she always heard them weird noises coming out my room. So she knew about it, maybe my best friends or so, but I didn't go out and tell people that I was doing the beatbox because I was kind of embarrassed and I didn't want to be the little cute girl trying to do the beatbox. I wanted to impress people, so I was like really working on it.
Start it.
When I was younger, I was doing it more often. I was like obsessed by beatboxing. I stood up in the morning, I started beatboxing. I was beatboxing during school, like teacher told me to shut up. And I was beatboxing after school and friends started telling me, please, okay, we've heard it now, it's okay, it's good, but... The funny thing about beatbox is you always have it with you. It's not like external. You don't have to sit on the piano with your sheets and practice like an hour a day. You have it always with you. And depending on which mood you're in, you're just doing it. Like,
going on to your lyrics, they've been described as rhyming, self-irony, and playing with stereotypes. Mm-hmm. Is that a fair description, do you think?
To a certain extent, for sure, yeah. That was... I love that. Like, I love... playing with the cliches and also giving some irritation, like irritate people. I like that.
In the video for your song Annabelle, you're wearing a dress made of ripped Vogue covers. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with a little fashion?
I'm just honest in the point, or like in the sense that I'm not really interested in fashion. I mean, I have my style and I know what I like and what I don't like. And Of course, I observe fashion trends. I mean, you cannot like look away. It's everywhere, like on the poster, in the magazine, in the ads and stuff. But I think we have enough role models in that sector. And I just want to be, I just want to say that it's not the most important thing in the world. And for me, like, my inner world is much more important. It's not that important how somebody's dressed. It's important how, what they do, what they think, what they feel. Like, for me, that's the main thing in life, like, to break it down.
Rap's quite a male-dominated area of music. Has it been hard to feel accepted as a woman?
I mean, I knew that I would be one of the only girls, but I also knew that this could be an advantage because people would be like, wow, I've never seen a girl doing that. And I always got along very well with the boys, also when I was a child, maybe because I had two brothers. But I was never the typical girl. I was never into dolls and dressing up nicely and stuff. I was more like, let's go out and do some, have some adventure. I guess my self-esteem helped a lot to not feel like I'm in the wrong place. The biggest problem for a lot of female rappers is their own self-esteem or not self-esteem. Like, I mean, the only problem is like people telling you, hey, you're great. Comma for a female. Stuff like that. I mean, you have to be able to handle that and not get too pissed or too angry or whatever. I mean, at the beginning, I had difficulties dealing with that. But nowadays, it's okay. Me love, me soul, me mood to hearts, me track, me face, me blue to trane, me beats, me pose, me qualitat, me drinks, me dope, it's always dried, me kicks, me shows, me concert, me trips, me moves, me unterwegs, me peeps, me homes, me chicks to fans, me friends and fam of the ganze world. Weet ihr mehr von dem Sound, sag ich, gib mir mehr. Mach ein paar Lärm, sag ich, gib mir mehr. Wir machen Party, baby, gib mir mehr. Okay, es geht so, gib mir mehr. Macht mal lärm, sagt yes you can. Gebt ihr mir mehr, gebe ich euch mehr. Gebt mir ein Zeichen, damit ihr euch seht. Ja, Werfertrips, wegen dem Nervenkitz. Und Rockjams und Gigs, wegen dem Lärm und Hits. Brauche das auf ein Lärmmag. Ja, hure Spass mit diesen Buchstaben. Schreibe es auf das Kritz und habe ein Ausdrucksmittel. Und buche es auf und schmitt. Und wenn ich aufdrucks bitte, das Mädchen vom Breitsch zeigt euch, was geht. Nations on stage, sagt, was sie meint. Mädchen spät zu schlägt. Ehrlich und direkt und neues Verstehen. Verehrlichen wir retten, kein Problem.